99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. I love the Davis. Turn it up. On demand. Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 6:04:57 outside. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
It's like people start to go back to work and they forget how to drive. Already we have several accidents on the roads. So,
oh no.
Just know 65 north around Eastern. Left two lanes are blocked.
You not got good.
64 around 9th. You got an accident there.
See, this is, you're making Ben be a traffic reporter.
And that's not what I want to do.
That is not the hat he likes to wear.
That's not my wheelhouse.
Yeah. So, I mean, your delivery was a little like disappointed.
Yeah. Well,
condescending. Had mood.
Listen, I'm not masking my tone.
You're not the professional.
No.
Just deliver the facts.
No.
You're delivering mood right now.
I'm
going to
give you facts and judgment. All right, that's the kind of traffic you're going to get when I have to do it, all right?
Listen, you need to wait until the proper time, like in a couple of minutes.
Well,
when we
no,
have our first traffic
saying,
report from Jack.
Why don't you just pump the brakes a little bit and not make such rash decisions and...
People are not used to having alarm clocks.
Drivers,
right?
Early in the morning.
They've been hanging out at home for a couple of months.
I get it.
It's tough.
You don't know the gas from the brake.
Right.
Listen, I'm trying to teach my daughters that. Like,
going
between... So I've got two 16-year-old daughters that I've been trying to teach how to drive, right?
Yeah.
And we've been learning on a standard transmission, a stick shift. And
that's aggressive.
However, we go between that and, you know, like my minivan
and my
Honda...
Is that the best technique? That might be a little confusing. Like, which one am I doing today?
I have learned that I've had to say, listen, you don't use your left foot for the brake.
Right.
Because typically, if you know how to drive a standard transmission, the left foot is used
for the clutch.
For the clutch, right. You don't use the left foot for anything other than that.
It just hangs out.
Right, exactly. And so for the rest of us who just drive normal automatic cars, you never use your left foot.
No, it just likes to be lazy.
Right. Right, except
it's got no job.
The fact that now switching between the two, I have to get in the car and I'm like, nope, not using your left foot on this one.
Yeah.
And you know, they're quickly like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, man.
So. So I'm just saying, just let's remember how to drive. Let's just be, you know, respectful of others on the roads.
And this public service announcement brought to you by Moody Ben.
By the fact that I don't want to be a traffic reporter. I don't want to do that. That's not the job I signed up for.
That's hashtag mood.
Set of the bar stories on the way here today. Free therapy calls. Throwback Thursday, so that's exciting. So we got some stuff.
That's about the time when people realize what day of the week it is.
Right.
It's about 8:30 on Thursday. It's Thursday.
Oh, yeah, throwback songs.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I did see something where they're like most people just have no concept of what day it is.
It's all blending together because you're just staying at home every day.
It's literally like you're figuring out what it's like to be your grandparents in retirement.
Yes.
And it's, oh, okay.
I have been living like a retired person at home. I've noticed that about me.
Like, what show are we going to watch today, guys?
Right.
You want to go for a walk? All right.
We walked a lot around the neighborhood.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
All right, so your feel-good story coming up here in just a few minutes. The opposite of everything we've been talking about now, so that's good.
We're going to get Ben out of his mood.
Yeah.
His traffic mood.
Thank you. Your feel-good story is coming up here next. Do this every single day, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly Kay.
Guys, we need to introduce you to Maria Branius. She is allegedly... Which means, I don't know if you're allegedly Spain's oldest living person, but at 113, I'm going to go ahead and give her the sticker.
I was going to say, right? Either are you aren't. But,
I feel like.
But maybe they can't verify that.
Yeah.
So that's why they're saying.
Gone around and knocked on every door.
Yeah. How old are you?
Just to check.
Right.
113. She just beat coronavirus.
Wow.
So she's lived through both world wars and the Spanish Civil War, and now she's become the world's oldest reported person to ever survive coronavirus.
Good for her.
At 113 years old.
Love her.
Spain, by the way, has the second highest number of coronavirus cases in the world, 269,520. Now, despite simultaneously suffering from a urine infection.
Like a UTI?
Yeah. She basically was asymptomatic. Like, she didn't have any symptoms.
Mm.
And she's a great-grandmother of 13. Now, her daughter says she's fine. She's willing to talk, explain, to think. She's herself again. She's currently healthy, aside from some small pains, and is grateful to the nursing home staff for their care.
Look at that. Good for her.
There you go. She's all like, ow, I had that. What is?
I thought it was a UTI.
Wow. There you go. That's a bright spot, right?
All right. Yeah.
So 113 years old and kicked that corona to the curb.
Dang, 113.
Yes. That makes me tired for her. Thinking
Wait,
about
you think
how
your
long.
Own life 13 years ago and hers, she was still 100 years old.
Yeah.
13 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. That is a lot. That makes my back hurt just thinking about it.
Wow. All right.
There you go.
That you feel good.
Let's celebrate Maria Branyes.
All right, we'll do that.
Woo!
Feel good.
Corona queen.
On 99.7 DJX. Kelly, if I were to ask you what my favorite male actor would be.
Matt Damon.
Okay, yes. All right. So, you know how he was quarantined in Ireland, right?
Yeah.
He has been there since mid-March.
Is he still there?
Yeah. So
my gosh.
He's been quarantined in Ireland, and apparently he revealed that one of his daughters early on, and so he's there with his entire family. He was there to like shoot a movie and everything. And
is he practically a citizen there now?
And I was really bummed because we were supposed to go to Ireland for World Irish Dance Championship.
You could have bumped into him at the pub.
Could have.
And you could be besties right now.
Right. So anyways, so he's been sheltering with most of his family since, you know, early March. And there's been a radio station, like a morning show there in Ireland, who knew about this too. Kind of like we are talking about it.
Sure.
They're like, hey, we got Matt Damon in our backyard. Hey, Matt, why don't you come on the show?
It worked for Jimmy Kimmel.
Guess what happened?
Get out.
They got Matt Damon on their show.
Yeah, when we came in, they were like, well, Bono lives over there and Enya lives over there. I'm like, I get it.
Have you been hanging out with Bono at all?
Oh, I love that.
I love it.
So this radio show got Matt Damon to call in to their morning show.
You guys will love this. He said to me last week, you know, there's a local radio station that's looking for you.
Bono.
That was like the final impetus for me. I finally just, you know,
wow.
I was like, I really got to track those guys down. I got to call into that show. It's gone on too long. I mean, if he's heard about it.
Yeah. So,
I mean, kudos to that show, not only for boasting Bono, but now Matt Damon is listeners.
I know. That's
impressive.
So, like, they are living my best life right now.
Yeah, they're our idols.
Over in Ireland,
Dang it. Just,
you know, with Matt Damon sheltering in place there in Ireland, not being able to travel anywhere.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so they're like, hey, Matt Damon, why don't you call in? And then finally, boom, Matt Damon's neighbor, Bono, was like, hey, Matt.
That radio show wants you to call. You probably should. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, Chuck and Larry over there.
They want to
talk to you.
Oh, dang.
Right. They sound like a great morning show.
I want to be Chuck and Larry. So bad.
So, all right. Well, I wish I knew of, like, because I'm sure there are celebrities that are having to shelter in place maybe in Louisville, you know?
Or in surrounding areas. I don't know.
Or some of the local celebrities that we have from Louisville are maybe back here and not able to go anywhere.
Are you famous?
Like a Jennifer Lawrence.
Ben and Kelly, we want to talk to you.
I know, right?
Just feel cool. We just want to feel cool.
So anyways, that's pretty cool. Yeah, Matt Damon, they're calling into an Irish radio show just because what else he's got to do, right?
And you start listening to those guys.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You ever think back to, like, randomly, like, a thought or a memory will pop into your head, and you'll go, wow, like, whatever happened to that guy? Like, back in college, I was, not to get too personal here, all right?
Is this guy talk again? I get real nervous when we go down the road of guy talk. Is this guy talk? I need to be prepared.
It's things guys only do.
Okay.
I really don't see females doing this sort of thing. So, yeah, I guess kind of guy talk. So,
okay.
I'm not to get too personal, but, you know, I had a time limit to use the restroom because, like, you know, radio, songs start, songs end.
They do.
Commercial breaks happen, commercial breaks end.
There's a certain allotted time for
that. You've got to be in place, you know, when the song ends.
Right.
So I was sitting there and I was thinking back, and all of a sudden this memory pops into my head of my friend Rob.
Okay.
Now, Rob and I have been friends for a long time, but back in college, we used to time him, and he held the record on our hall for the quickest number two start to finish from, we put a start line and a finish line in the hallway where he had to run to the restroom, go, run back, finish. You want to know how fast?
First of all, how fast? Wait. I need to clarify. You did poo races?
Yes. So.
Okay.
But this just randomly popped into my head. Okay. It was just like memories, you know? Right. Like I was like, man, that was really impressive.
Really impressive?
Yes. So, to set the stage real quick, what we would do is we would time each other, and there would be maybe a run of about 20 feet to the restroom. Okay,
is there a standard meal that's had before this happens?
No,
like, are we talking burritos?
No. But there was about a 20 feet run to the restroom. You got to go into the restroom, then come when you come out. Then you got to finish at the start line, right?
Okay.
How long? What do you think the record is?
I wouldn't have any idea. Like, I don't know what a ballpark of a standard visit.
Well, listen.
A standard race. You've
lived with your husband for a long time.
I have.
I'm sure you've noticed time.
I would say 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
90 seconds.
What?
Rob held the record. 90 seconds.
That's a rocket right there.
The closest,
he was propelled.
The closest.
Like,
I didn't even come close. Like my quickest time wasn't even close.
Okay.
But he was 90 seconds start to finish.
Impressive.
And we're like, listen, you're not getting all the crevices. And he swears.
Wait a second. Is anybody verifying that what is supposed to happen did?
Yeah,
is anybody verifying that?
Oh, are you?
Was there somebody standing there?
No,
making sure.
No, but what we would do is we would. The rule was you couldn't flush, so we would have to go back in. And
God, you went and looked. Why?
Not all of us.
Oh, what's
not
wrong?
All of us, Kelly. Just
with
one
you,
of us would.
Who had that job?
They'd rotate. So in college.
Why?
And like, so,
I don't like guy talk.
Again, these memories just kind of pop into my head.
And
I was just like, wow, that was really impressive.
Are you going to set that up with your girls now?
Guys,
I got an idea.
I should text Rob.
It'll be fun.
I should text my friend.
Oh, you're going to text him and say, hey, you still keeping up your record?
Just like, man, remember 90 seconds? Like 90 seconds. Like, you think about that. That is quick.
You should get him a t-shirt.
Time yourself next time.
Get him a t-shirt that says, I'm the 90-second man.
90 seconds.
Which can be interpreted in a couple of ways.
Bunch of different ways. Sure.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right.
So I was just thinking, like, how fun is it to randomly think of these fond memories of your past?
Poo races?
And that's the one that kind of came into my head.
That's great. I don't like guy talk.
This wasn't supposed to be guy talk.
No, it was. It was totally guy talk.
All right, fine.
Because I can tell you, there is no group of women out there ever who have ever done poo races on planet Earth ever in any time period ever. That's guy talk. It's 100% guy talk.
But think of your group of girlfriends.
No.
And you're immediately thinking, all right, well, she could probably do that.
Oh, my God. We don't pay attention to that.
Shouting out the class of 2020 here just after 7 o'clock. We're going to honor yet another senior here on DJX. We do it multiple times throughout the day. But if you want to nominate your senior, or maybe you are a senior, class of 2020. For the senior shout outs, you can just go to WDGX.com from Bridgehaven Mental Health Services and DJX. You can maybe even win some money to spend at the outlet shops of the Bluegrass.
$250.
Yeah. So that'd be kind of cool once it opens up there.
The whole gallery, too. You can see all of them. They're all posted up there.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really kind of cool, you know, just sharing your favorite photo from your senior year.
It's like a yearbook. It's a little digital yearbook.
Except you can't, like, like write little notes on the screen?
No,
you can't. Still do that?
Oh, yeah. For sure. I think as long as kids are getting yearbooks, you're having your friend sign them.
My daughters have yet to get a yearbook. So
really?
Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, it's still a big thing in elementary school because, you know, it's kind of the first time that you get yearbooks. One. They're really excited about it. So
yeah, you like,
I don't know. We did when I was in high school. I don't know if that's still a thing.
Yeah, you like sign it and don't change. You're so funny.
It is really fun to go back.
And read all the comments.
What people wrote to you.
In your yearbook?
Yeah.
That is, yeah. It is kind of like a little time capsule.
It is.
Right. And I was always the, you're so funny. We were such great friends.
That was your standard?
Yeah. From girls.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I thought that was what you were writing on other
people. No, 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 no.
Did you have
no.
like a standard thing That's, that you wrote on people?
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm sure it was witty.
It was probably like, hey, you know, you're great. Don't change.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody said don't change.
They did.
Yeah. I mean, and
you stay
that,
the same.
That is 100% what you do from high school.
Oh, 1,000%.
Because you look back on you know, 10 That's years later, what you are point. And what you've become from high school, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I changed. Like,
right.
Like the glow up is real.
Yes.
You know, from high school.
That's so. The positive. That's that what you got positive. To look forward to, kids.
Yeah, there you go. Take it from your aunt and uncle, Ben and Kelly here.
Yeah.
That's what you got to look forward to. All right. So anyway, senior shout out. You can get your shout out on the air. And like I said, we're going to highlight yet another senior coming up here just after 7 on 99.7 DJX. But coming up next, it's examples of what not to do, setting the bar, especially if you want to take a bath, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
There's
relaxing bath.
There's rules.
Amazing that there are.
For bath time.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Next. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. And we give you these stories just to show that, you know, you're not doing too bad. And it's like, as Kelly likes to say, a little goal for you to set.
Yeah, it's a little hurdle to jump over.
Very little. And this is about bath time, right?
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, breaking into a home to take a relaxing bath, then you're doing okay.
Well, how nice is the home? A real nice master bath.
Well, apparently,
like jacuzzi tub.
It's nice enough that the family who was home putting their kid to bed.
Oh gosh!
Didn't hear when James decided to sneak into the house.
Oh, James, that's not your house.
Hide for a little bit.
Was he confused? Did James think it was his house?
Does I don't
it look
think
similar
so.
To James's house? Because
no.
you know, Tom Brady broke into somebody's house.
Yeah, accidentally.
And it was real similar.
Right, exactly.
Real well, similar.
James, he hid for a little bit. And then when the time came, he was like, you know what? Really need a bath. So he decided he was going to draw a bath in the family's bathroom.
Well, when you are committing a crime, sometimes that's stressful and you just need to relax.
Yeah, and obviously the sound of water in a bathtub makes noise.
Yeah,
right?
It does. It does.
So I don't it's know how... loud. Far he got into the process of actually taking his bath before he was discovered, ran out of the house, and then later picked up and arrested for burglary at another house.
Oh.
James had an evening.
He did. It sounded like a very eventful evening.
Well, maybe he got refreshed from his bath.
I was going to say,
like,
yeah.
Now you I can rob someone.
Energizer yeah, just to know. Keep going.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and here's the thing. Baths are relaxing. People are stressed right now. They're filled with anxiety. Baths can help calm and relax.
Breaking the law can also fill you with anxiety. So that's probably why you needed to just, you know, soothe away the stress.
But yeah,
of if you knowing you're going to be going to jail.
Manage to make it through the day without breaking into a house to use their bath, then you're doing okay.
Baths are good. Baths in other people's houses are bad.
Yeah, when you're uninvited.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. That's Setting the Bar, guys. All right, you feel good. Good. Every single hour we do this, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly Kay.
So there's a Georgia teacher who says that he misses his students after not seeing them for nearly 2 months. And so he kind of came up with an idea of how maybe he could reconnect. Bill McAllister is a faculty member at Big Shanty Intermediate School in Kennesaw.
Okay.
Last taught class on March 16th before the coronavirus outbreak brought an early end to in-person learning in his district this academic year. So he has mapped out a route and is running 6 to 8 miles per day to offer encouragement to each of his students.
Wow.
Is running by every student's home just to say hi and see how they're doing. going to run up this street. There's a student on this street, and then all the way down.
Bill McAllister is on a mission to run by the homes of all of his students.
Wow. I knew my kids were at home, and they were missing school and everybody else, and I thought, well, why don't I run through their neighborhoods and see them, give them a smile, pick up their day a little bit.
All right, cool.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So he is actually donating money for every mile he runs to a local volunteer group that helps those in need with meals, clothing, housing, and other items, too. So he's kind of making a big old charitable effort out of it, too. So cool story. We'll tweet it out for you so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Remember belts? Remember?
As in that hold up your pants?
Yeah, remember belts? Remember things like...
Because everybody's wearing sweatpants now. Yoga pants.
Suits.
Oh, yeah.
And
dressing up.
Formal wear.
Putting makeup on.
Evening gown.
Combing your hair. Taking baths.
Remember that?
On a regular
remember
basis.
Remember that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I literally just admitted to you yesterday that...
You went a couple of days.
I went a couple of days without realizing that I hadn't taken a shower.
What about this morning? What's the status this morning?
I didn't take a shower.
All right.
So, I mean, like, what do you mean figured? What about my look
well,
says
you had
I didn't
said,
take a shower?
I did the math yesterday. You were like, yeah, I showered like for the first time in a couple of days yesterday. So I figured, there's no way you're going to do back-to-back days. That's not your life right now.
I was going to say, because it can't be by the what I'm wearing, because I've been wearing hoodies t-shirts the entire time.
Clearly, it's not evident by what you're wearing.
Okay.
And I would have never known yesterday had you not told me.
Okay. Well, I feel like we're at that point in our relationship where
within real smelling distance either.
Yeah. No, that's fine. But I did.
Which is good news.
I did slap some deodorant.
Oh, great. That's because you're still keeping up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's keep up with some things like brushing your teeth and deodorant.
Right.
That's some things that shouldn't fall by the wayside.
I will be happy
life.
When quarantine is over. Then I can do things like brush my teeth again.
Okay. Your dad's
I'm kidding.
Dad's a kidding. Dentist.
Yeah, I know. So anyways, yeah. I don't envision, like, I feel like, hey, if you're an employer within the sound of my voice, you need to be accepting of your employees.
The new wardrobe choices.
Right. Because, like, suits... And ties.
Who needs them?
And business.
Unnecessary.
Like, we can get the job done wearing hoodies.
Yes.
And my formal sweat joggers.
That is how you're going to be most productive now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In comfy mode.
Yeah. So.
Usually wrapped around a blanket, too, here.
Right.
Yeah. I get cozy.
Yeah. John texted in. After 5 weeks, I had to remember how to walk in dress shoes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those will hurt your feet if you are like not used to the dress shoes, the hard leather dress shoes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you got to put those on.
Oof. I got my memory foam sneakers I'm rocking every day now.
Yeah. What about heels?
Yeah. No, sorry. Nope. That may never happen again. Ever.
Yeah. Derby Eve parties are going to be a lot different.
They're going to look different.
Like,
I feel like we need to relax the dress code.
Are you wearing Crocs? I am.
Listen, I'm going to wear my fancy floral leggings right. With my really nice shiny sneaks.
Right, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll get to your free therapy on the way.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Hey, Emily.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Will you go ahead and walk us through the message you sent us?
Yeah, okay. So I had a question for you guys, and I wanted to know whether or not you think men could ever change their minds about whether or not they wanted to have kids.
Ooh.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm asking because I just got out of a really long-term relationship. My boyfriend and I were together for 10 years, and we just kept going back and forth about whether or not we should have kids. And I really wanted to, and he didn't. And eventually it just led to us needing to break up because it's something that I really want. So he told me that he wanted to have kids, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I brought that up when we broke up, and he said he only said that to make me happy.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we officially broke up, but we've been kind of keeping in touch.
Yeah.
And I just get the feeling that he's going to come back. I don't know when, probably like, I don't know. The talks are kind of serious. It sometimes feels like he'll come back to me soon and change his mind. But I just feel like if all of a sudden he said he wants to have kids just because we ended it, like, I don't feel like he would change his mind like that, at least not seriously. So I feel like I shouldn't believe him, right?
That's tough. I mean, my gut is saying, like, I mean, that's a huge issue. I feel like that you know that about yourself. And if he already admitted that he just said that to make you happy and he knows how you feel,
but I
don't know. I
think there is the ability to grow and mature and, you know, maybe
possibly.
I don't know if a few weeks is enough time to grow and mature into the fact that you're like, yeah, I guess I could see having kids.
Well, I'll tell you, I was not one of those people that just knew I was destined to be a parent at all times. Mm-hmm. I was really kind of like, I don't know. And mm-hmm. then I got married, found the guy, and then I was like, okay, well, that's the guy I want to do that with.
All right. Well, Emily, there are several people already texting in to the show here, 502-571-9970. So if, I mean, that's not an easy situation to be in for sure.
No,
but,
and I feel like you would always be in the back of your mind wondering, does he really want the kids? Or is he, again, just trying to go with what I want?
Exactly. Or start to resent me.
Yeah.
In Ooh, some way.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for letting us talk to you, by the way.
Yeah, and I hope we can get you some clarity. Either way.
Yeah, thank you guys for any advice.
Yep, 502-571-9970 on text. That's just a tough, that's tough.
It is really hard to say because there are some people that look at their children after they're born for the very first time and fall madly deeply in love with them.
Yeah, and
think. Whereas before you couldn't have even imagined that.
Right, right, right. It's your new normal.
Right.
You know,
but
whatever.
There are others that look at them and just like, eh.
Yeah.
Stacy says, if you've been together for 10 years and he doesn't know you're the one that he wants to start a family with, you need to move on, not allow him to manipulate the situation. He's always going to be back and forth to keep you or purposely not give you a baby. Hashtag mental health awareness month.
Oh.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And then Haley chimed in with, I'm 100% with Kelly. I was never the girl that knew I want kids. I've always loved kids, but was on the fence if I wanted them myself.
Right.
Met my husband. Now we have a 1-year-old son. I truly believe when you find the right person, those things fall into place naturally. Hate to say it. She needs to move on.
Stephanie commented on Facebook, don't give a man a chance to not choose you twice.
Ooh.
Dang.
Ooh. Oh,
all right.
I'm 100% that.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Hey, is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
This is.
Andrew.
Andrew the Love Doctor.
We need an expert.
It's been a minute, hasn't it?
It has. So what do we do with this?
I tell you what, this 10 years should have been enough time for this guy to figure out whether he really, really wants kids or not. Her mindset is exactly correct. If he comes back, I think one of the reasons he'll come back and say, yeah, let's have kids, that's going to be an excuse. That's not going to be a reason. He's going to get lonely, especially after spending that much time with somebody for such a long period of time. Yeah, Kelly, you were right. You just got to find the right person to do that with. He's not the right person. I don't care what he says. I don't care what he says in his mind. It's not him. She needs to move forward. And in this relationship or any kind of relationship she's got with him, I know it's tough. I really do. But all she's going to do is spend another couple years if they get back together. And then, you know, he said earlier, I only said it to make you happy. Well,
right.
What's that tell you? That's what he's doing to do this time. He's not the one. I'm just telling you right now. It's not it.
Well, yeah. She'd never really feel confident that he is telling her the truth if he's already lied saying, no, I just said that just to make you happy.
Well, and there was nothing that he said that didn't say that he never wanted kids. It was just maybe he doesn't want them
with her.
Exactly. And if he lied about that earlier, that's a pretty big thing to lie about. It's not like you're lying about leaving the toilet seat up, guys. It's
exactly.
Like, no, it's absolutely. You guys are spot on.
All right. Andrew, the Love Doctor. We missed you.
Keep on loving my guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Now Dylan is rolling in though. He is that guy. I married my wife 2 years ago, and I didn't want children. So we sat down, had a long talk about it. Eventually, I gave in because I knew she really wanted kids, and it was the best decision of my life. So maybe this will happen to him as well.
Well, and yeah, I mean, I think you and I are both kind of agree on that where, yeah, maybe if you were anxious or worried about kids, the burden of kids, it, like someone said to me a long time ago, it's like if you're waiting for the perfect time to have kids, it's never going to come.
No. And there is another point, too. How old is he? If they've been together since they were 15, he's 25, saying he doesn't want kids. He could change his mind as he matures. Now, if he's 40, he's been saying he didn't want kids since he was 30. He's not changing his mind.
Yeah.
That is one point. I don't know the age we're dealing with.
Yeah, I don't either. All right.
Oh, it's a lot. It's heavy.
So, there you go. Free therapy. If you want to continue commenting, you can. And Katie brings up a good point. Hey, what else has he said? Quote, just to make her happy.
Oh, yeah. Maybe trying to be the guy that she wants him to be, but instead maybe he's really not authentically.
Yeah, maybe he's not the guy she thinks he is. And anyways, putting on a mask for so long. It's interesting. All right. Well, if you want to continue commenting, you can. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. At Ben and Kelly Show.
So many layers.
Yeah, definite layers. And that's free therapy. Don't know if we helped.
I don't think we did. I'm confused.
All right, Khalid. A setting the bar story. Can we get to one?
Yeah.
Coming up next. We give you setting the bar stories just so you know that maybe it may not be as bad as you think. There are other people doing worse.
Yeah.
That's how we show you that you're on the right track by showing other people doing it worse.
Sure. All right?
A lot of people are celebrating like graduations and birthdays. They're still trying to do that sort of thing. In a socially distant way.
Yeah, there's been like parades through the neighborhood by the house or yard signs.
Yeah, so this setting the bar is if you can manage to make it through the day without celebrating your teenager's milestone birthday by making it look like an advertisement for an adults-only party, then you're doing okay.
What happened?
So it was a neighborhood sign in a neighborhood for a person by the name of Morgan. Morgan was turning 18.
Okay, so big happy birthday, Morgan.
Yeah.
All the signs spelling it out in the front yard?
Yes, a sign says 18th Morgan. And then there was a bunch of like balloons and stars around
it.
Yeah,
it's really festive.
So here's the thing. It got posted to Twitter with the caption, "My brother's neighbor got a birthday sign in their yard and I'm dead." Here's the reason why. The lawn display was meant to commemorate, obviously, the 18th birthday of Morgan.
Uh-huh.
However, the first and last letter of the name were virtually invisible.
Oh,
they were
a lighter color.
Kind of a different color, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
the middle of the name is darker.
The thing that was visible was 18, and then you couldn't see the H, just T.
Uh-huh. So it looks like 18 plus.
And orgy.
Oh, God.
Because the M and the N, and they spelled the name M-O-R-G-Y-N, and all you got was the middle.
O-R-G-Y. Oh, God. that's awkward. Let's make all the letters the same color, please.
So it looks like they're advertising at their house, 18 plus, adults only party.
That is not social distancing. That would not, that doesn't follow the guidelines. Let's not do that.
So when you spell Morgan, in a different way.
M-O-R-G-Y-N.
Y-N, right. Yeah. Then
only the O-R-G-Y is visible.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah, that is a little bit awkward.
That's awkward. but you'll never forget your 18th birthday.
Never going to forget your 18th birthday, Morgan. Happy special birthday to you.
You know what? Print that picture and frame it.
There you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without celebrating your teenager's 18th birthday by making it look like an advertisement for an adults-only party, you're doing okay.
All right. You know what? They had the best of intentions.
The best of intentions there. setting the bar, guys. All right, let's get to your feel-good. Do this every hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
This is pretty crazy. So, some friends visiting Great Smoky Mountains National Park there in Gatlinburg got a shock over the weekend. A black bear came knocking at the door.
Oh.
So, Michelle Eberhardt of Shelbyville, Indiana, said that she and a friend, black bear, trying to force its way through the back door of the rental cabin there in Gatlinburg. Their husbands were out on the golf course. So, they were kind of freaking out telling the story.
She just started pointing. And I was like, what? And so I turned and looked, and there's a bear just, like, putting his full force on the door. And then the door opens. I called the owner and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know. What do you do? There's a bear in here. And he said, what do you mean there's a bear in here? I was like, there's a bear in the cabin. I don't know what to do.
Wow. There were three more waiting on the porch.
They got 5 pounds of Reese's peanut butter cups,
yeah,
and a pound of M&Ms,
yep,
and 2 pounds of Sour Patch Kids.
What else?
And 2 bags of potato chips,
yep,
2 beers, uh-huh, and 2 Diet Cokes, and about 20 Zyrtex.
Dang. Yeah.
Snack game on point. Lots of candy
here. Bears, I think they're,
yes,
cool. I think about bears,
uh-huh,
in the house, by the pool, when I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife. Wife.
Yeah. All right.
So this is fun. So wildlife officials say the bears coming out of winter hibernation, yeah, but they typically don't go to homes for food. They said this is probably an indication that these bears have gotten handouts before.
Oh, gotcha.
Which is why they felt like, you know what? That place looks real nice. I bet they got some real good snacks. So,
look at that.
You know, they got the Zyrtec for the allergies.
Sure.
Sure. They got the beers to wash down all the candy.
Well, I mean,
read out that story.
I mean, maybe they were having a...
We are gonna have a
bear party. Yeah,
oh,
see?
Yeah, probably.
We're gonna have a bear party. We are gonna have a bear party.
So bring some bears.
And something to share.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
I see it all makes sense now.
It sure does.
All right, yeah, that should feel good. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Can we just real quick spend about 40 seconds with Snoop Dogg?
Okay. I feel like that's going to be time well spent.
So Snoop Dogg posted a video just basically in selfie mode of him inside his parked car.
Okay.
Listening to the radio.
What is happening?
And he's just...
He's just jamming out?
Staring into the camera. Don't let them know. Wearing a little hoodie.
Well, now they know. Well, this makes sense right now, doesn't it?
Just rocking out to some Frozen.
Yeah! That's what he needed.
Yeah.
I had to come sit in my car and listen to this, man. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
That's right.
Purge out all your stress. Yeah.
I mean, he's doing his own Disney sing-along.
Of course he is.
I'm just sitting in my car listening to Let It Go.
Love it.
What a banger. He's just...
So true.
Just, he's not... No facial expression.
No.
Just deadpan.
Filling his soul.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
We'll be outside soon.
We'll be outside soon.
That's it.
That is.
That was it.
That's all we need to do.
That's the type of content I need to see on social media.
Absolutely.
I just need to see Snoop Dogg jamming out to some Disney's Frozen.
He's working out of stress, sitting in the car, listening to Let It Go.
Yeah.
Idina Menzel, right, a.k.a. Elsa.
Right.
She's going to make it better.
She's going to make it all better.
I like
it. We tweeted that video out, by the way, if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show.
That should be our theme song.
Let It Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Coming up here in just about less than 15 minutes. It's going to be Throwback Thursday.
Ooh.
So that's exciting, too.
Goes hard, goes fast. It's fun party train.
Fun party train, toot toot.
Get on board.
Are you in on the Masked Singer still?
Oh, of course.
You are?
Well, I mean, we make it an event. We make cookies every week.
I mean...
It's an event at our house.
Do we need an excuse to make cookies?
No, but we absolutely 100% always make cookies for Wednesday night Masked Singer on Fox.
Okay, so it's down to 4, right? Frog, Night Angel, Rhino, and Turtle?
Yes, it was last night.
All right.
And so now it's to the top 3.
Top 3. So, I mean, I guess, spoiler, if you didn't watch.
Well, we're going to tell you Rhino got the boot, but we don't necessarily, do we need to tell him who it is?
I mean, I feel like that's the point.
Okay, so if you,
I mean,
if you don't want to know yet, because I've got the blog up, but I don't tell you on the blog.
Oh, okay, here,
I give you a link so you can find out if you want to see it. But Ken Jeong got it right.
Well, this is the Rhino's performance,
okay,
of Tim McGraw's.
All right,
Humble and Kind.
He was really good.
Don't forget the keys under the mat.
Has even a little bit playing.
Always stay humble and kind.
I mean, he was pretty good.
All right. Sure. I hear that.
A lot of people thought he's an athlete, not a professional singer. They were right about that.
Oh, not a professional.
Listen, historically, if you watch the show, Ken gets it wrong all of the time. He got one right when he guessed Oladipo, Victor Oladipo.
Oh, right.
Historically, he's so far off base, and he gave a wackadoo reference in a guest this season, and it was right. And he was running all over the place. It was really funny.
Amanda texted in and said, love the Masked Singer. Dark Angel is Candy Burris.
Yeah.
That's who she thinks
that's,
it is.
Yeah, I think that's on par. There's the Night Angel. A couple of the panelists are talking about that.
Yeah, Night Angel did Lil Wayne's How to Love.
She was great. This is for you.
Try to steal your heart. Never really had love. Could never figure out how to love. How to love.
That does not sound like a Lil Wayne song.
No, but and that's why it was amazing.
Right.
Like,
right.
She's really good. It's a really solid, like, because Turtle and Frog are both really great, too. I can tell you who Frog is.
All right. Well, Turtle did Nick Jonas, right. Jealous.
My guess is Jesse McCartney on this.
I mean, people were guessing Jesse McCartney from week one.
Exactly. I'm sticking with that.
And then the Frog
really good.
Did Hip Hop Hooray.
This is by far Bow Wow.
Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah. 100%. And I think Robin Thicke guessed it, too.
Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah, I can hear Bow Wow. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's so good. So listen, I got the blog. You can see the performances, see the clues again if you want to do your sleuthing. And then I have a link so you can see the unmasking if you haven't yet seen it. You don't want to.
All right, some great guesses up there.
Oh, what are you doing?
See if any of them are right.
Spoiler alert!
I feel like we'd be doing an injustice. If we
don't play it?
Okay, yeah. Right. Okay. Show us who you really are.
All right, turn it down if you don't want to know.
All right, give us
this
10.
This is your warning.
10 seconds.
Let's say it all together. Take it off.
The Rhino.
World Series champion, Major League pitcher Barry Zito.
I mean, you can barely hear what he says anyway.
That's true.
Because he's screaming and there's cheering. And
Ken Jeong got it right.
All right, so there you go.
And he's really good.
The Masked Singer.
Yes.
There last night.
It's so good. I love this show.
Down to the final three.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it so much.
All right. Coming up, we throw it back. It's Throwback Thursday and your reminder of what day and time it is. Every single Thursday morning around 8:30 to about 9, we play songs you haven't heard in a while. Back to back to back to back. Your requests make up our playlist, so get those in, okay? You can text them 502-571-9970.
Throwback Thursday is on
9970JX. Morgan, she says, please, oh, please, for being an essential worker at UPS. Killing me, and I need to have a good throwback pick-me-up. So for the Turtle, a.k.a. Jesse, how about Beautiful Soul?
Oh, wow!
All right, we got you. Throwback Thursday's on.
I don't want another pretty face. I want you and your beautiful soul.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 9970JX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back-to-back. Anthony rolls in with E.T., Katy Perry, and Kanye. Gotta show this banger some love. You know, Katie's coming out with some new music, I believe.
Yeah, she is.
Was that tomorrow? Something like that?
I think so.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
I got a dirty mind. I got filthy ways. I'm trying to bathe my baby in your Milky Way.
Little banger there for you. 99.7 DJX. Tweets from Jennifer. So glad it's TBT. The only way I know what day it is. Winky. Christy rolls in on Twitter with the Masked Singer spoiler as soon as they get in the car. We warned you,
well,
FYI.
We did. We warned you. Multiple times. We said, turn it down.
Can I get some BSB in return? Well, yes, we can do BSB.
That's legal.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Throwing it back, guys.
Golden pipes.
DJX.
You are my fire, the one desire, but
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Veronica.
Man, we were just grooving. Sorry, we were like getting lost in the Backstreet Boys' just vocal stylings there.
Beautiful vocals.
Oh, we were just getting
dancing,
lost.
And then Veronica hits us with, by the way, She Bangs has been out for 20 years.
Wow.
What?
Hang on.
Wait a second.
Ricky Martin, She Bangs?
She Bangs.
Hang on,
Ricky Martin.
Let me see if I even have that.
Do you have that? It's 20 years.
Oh, gosh. The only version I have is William Hung, the American Idol contestant.
Roll it.
Should I play it?
Yes!
All right. All right, we'll do this, I guess.
Oh my God!
This is William Hung's version.
Yes, for American Idol. Remember that guy? Oh my God!
I mean, how do we? Have we just broken Throwback Thursday?
We sure did.
Talk to me.
Oh my God!
Tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same.
We forgot Ricky Martin did this, right?
Yeah.
It was always about William Hung, wasn't that?
Now you're hitting my heart like a drum.
Come on, man.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
She bangs, she bangs.
Oh, wow. We lingered way longer than I thought we would.
Wow.
We did.
I don't know if we've ever broken Throwback Thursday the way we've just broken Throwback Thursday.
Well, Greg says I threw up in my mouth a little and my ears are bleeding. So.
Well, how do you follow William Hung?
I'm not sure.
I mean,
well,
this is a natural progression.
Natural.
It is.
Gangnam Style.
It just makes sense.
And you're doing the dance.
Throwback Thursday.
Whoopin' Gangnam Style.
People are like, let's get back on track, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, let's get back on track.
That was a little bit of a detour.
And, you know, but that's the fun, right?
Sometimes
Throwback Thursday.
Happens.
We have no idea where it will lead us.
Nope.
We just know how it starts.
We don't know the end address on
and
Google Maps.
That's it.
Yep.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Victoria rolls in. Water main break in part of Meade County. No running water for 26 plus hours. Haven't showered in 2 days. Hey, same.
Oh,
Victoria.
Wow. Oh, that's aggressive.
I'm there with you.
Okay.
But she's like, I need a little dirty. All right.
Dirty.
Dirty. Throwback Thursday here. Hashtag TBT.
Too dirty to clean my
Hashtag too dirty to clean our acts up. Hashtag we ain't here to party.
Hashtag no shower party.
Throwback Thursday at 99.70 JX. Your requests make up our playlist. Chris rolling in. I'm on my way to shop my 241st grocery order during this corona pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Are you like a delivery driver?
Or clickless, maybe?
Clickless, maybe.
Yeah.
Shipped.
What'd you say?
Shipped.
Oh, okay.
Shipped.
I thought you were...
It's a thing. It's a service.
I thought you were like...
Shipped.
I thought you were pounding your fist.
Okay.
Like, okay. Celebrate the warm weather. Can I get a little summertime by Will Smith? Yeah, okay. This was before he became a movie star.
That's right.
This is before he became a TikTok and Instagram star.
All of that. YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your guy, Will Smith, a.k.a.
The Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince. That still plays. Still hits.
Sure does.
Vicky rolls in on 99.7 DJX. Message. Play something for the seniors' 2020 North Harrison High School virtual graduation. Oh.
All right.
I guess we're playing Gnarls Barkley Crazy. I guess that's what we're playing for you. Here's to you, seniors.
Does that make me crazy? Possibly.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Jessica says, I waited to go grocery shopping so I could listen to y'all. I need to hear Wild Ones. Give a shout out to my husband, Sean. I'm making him listen while he's on his way to Lexington.
Hey, right. Sean, welcome.
Hey, welcome to the party. Throwback Thursday, DJX.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh. Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Ooh. Katie, texting in, bottoms up. Nikki and Trey Songz, because they should be shaking it at the club over Dirty. Dirty? Well, dirty, too. Wow. You're
nasty.
Right. You're right. You know, are we going to have the parties September 4th?
Well.
Before Derby? Is that going
to
happen?
You better ask Andy about that. He seems to.
Oh, yeah. We got to make
cautious.
Sure we know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Thursday, 99.7 JX. I'm only going to assume that Tony, who messaged us on at 99.7 JX, is replying to Bottoms Up, the song we're playing on Throwback Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Ballantine Bourbon Ball Whiskey Over Ice.
Wow.
It's 8:45 in the morning.
Delicious.
It's
All right.
That flies in quarantine, doesn't it?
I mean, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you do what you do.
Different rules.
You want to be bad, you be bad. All right. Throwback Thursday.
I want to be bad.
I want to be bad.
Bad with you, baby.
That's how you're singing this song.
Jason just texts in a, what the hell is happening over there?
Well, we can't really explain it.
I don't know how to really describe to people who don't know what Throwback Thursday is, how to describe it to them.
Have to experience it.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Your request makeup our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show.
We got to give a shout to Heart Song Memory Care staff. They're going above and beyond to care for residents during this difficult time. They need to hear Hero.
Oh, yeah.
Hero.
We got that. Hero Nickelback! Yeah!
They actually wanted Mariah Carey, but...
Same thing! But it's not Nickelback. It's actually Chad Kroeger. It was worth it. It was worth it.
Sorry you didn't get your Mariah Carey. You got Chad Kroeger instead.
It's just as good.
Okay.
It's just as good. Sierra checks in and says, hey, play something for me. I'm about to go into work and I'm missing my bed. Oh. All right.
Oh, you sassy. Bedrock? Really?
I mean, it's one of the only songs we had with the word bed in it. Throwback Thursday.
She got that good, good. She Michael Jackson bang.
I can make your bed rock.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Some tweets. Joe G just says, sweet baby Jesus. Jill says, whoever requests that one to be bad, bless you.
And you're then welcome. That
Lauren,
was me.
Lauren rolls in. Can we hear The Wanted?
Oh. Oh, man. The
sun. We gotta give this a hot minute before it really starts banging.
Yeah,
right?
We gotta get there.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Your tweets, your requests, all make up our playlist during this half hour. Text messages.
Larissa said, send a shout out to Norton Children's Hospital Surgical Team and Heart Team.
Oh.
Yeah.
Heart. What sort of heart songs do we have?
Oh, give me some of the choices.
How about Heartless, Kanye West?
Nope.
Heart Attack, Demi Lovato?
I don't think so. Oh. Maybe not Heart Attack. Maybe not for the
Jar
heart
of Hearts, Christina Perry?
No, not that one.
Bring it
either.
To a screeching
halt? No.
All right. How about this? Stereo Hearts.
Okay.
Does that work?
That's legal.
Okay, it's legal.
I think so.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Just sing along to my stereo.
It's fun.
It is fun. Yeah, remember Gym Class Heroes came to Bash?
I do remember that. Yeah. We had about 20 people there. It was great.
No, we only had 20 people for Gym Class Heroes. But you remember Cody Simpson went on before them.
Yep, and then they left.
And then he was like, hey, I'm going to be signing autographs in the back of the hall.
And that's where they went. They were in the lobby. It's unfortunate timing.
And then Gym Class Heroes literally played to an audience of like 20 people.
It was an intimate group.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Message from a listener. You know, that Norton shout out you guys did for the Heart Center?
Uh-huh.
Missed an opportunity to play Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. No, we didn't.
Oh, it's...
There's always time.
There's still time. There's still time.
To play the greatest singer in the world.
Hang on, everybody. Hang on
a second.
We're all on the boat with Rose and Jack right now, are we not?
Hang on. Can we get to the good part?
Are you fast-forwarding?
I just fast-forwarded. can we just get to the good part? I mean, I think everybody knows what I mean, right?
Did you go too far? No, here we go.
No, I didn't go too far!
Here we go!
know I missed a little of the emotion, the build up to that, but you felt like I just had to get to it.
Just get to the finish line.
Like get to. Can't tell you how many times I've heard my wife say that to me. All right, I think we've officially broken Throwback Thursday. So
there's
there you
no
go.
Coming back from that.
All right.
Okay. All right. Just to be fair, there's room on the door.
There was room on the door.
Okay.
So Throwback Thursday. So yeah, thanks so much for everybody who sent us in your requests. Sorry we couldn't get to every single one of them.
No.
And I will say this, though. Thank you. For throwing out some suggestions that we haven't heard in a long time.
Yes.
Because a lot of times you get the same request.
Usual suspects.
Yeah, every single week. And it's up to us to try to still curate a playlist that is unique.
And fresh
every single week.
Yeah.
So I will tip my hat to you all. There were some fantastic suggestions
here this
morning.
There were some bangers in there.
There were some bangers.
And we ended with straight fire.
straight fire. Every single hour we do this, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
This is so cute. Emerson Weber is an 11-year-old Swiftie from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Okay.
Spent the past few weeks of her quarantine writing letters back and forth with mail carriers, hard at work delivering mail across the U.S.
Okay.
So it kind of started with Emerson kind of writing one letter to thank her own postman, and then they shared it on an internal U.S. Postal Service newsletter, and then mail started pouring in for her, instantly creating a wide network of Postal Service pen pals around the country.
Oh, that's kind of
right?
cool.
She's in fifth grade. One of the topics that she connects with many of her pen pals with is about her shared love of Taylor Swift's music.
Ah.
They connect on that level. So when Taylor heard about this, she decided to send Emerson a little something-something.
Nice.
Little box. She included a handwritten letter to Emerson, which was in an envelope decorated beautifully with a watercolor painting and sealed with her monogram.
Wow.
Because that's how Taylor does
it. Yeah, she does.
A pair of lover shirts and a personalized 13 wax seal to help take the Swifties' letter writing to a new level.
Wow.
How fun is that?
That is pretty cool.
It's like, you know what? Go ahead and sign your letters with this from now on. Put the seal on it.
Love
there
that.
There you go. Little fifth grader. Emerson there, living her best life, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's feel good.
All right. Do those every hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX. I love it when you see stories that could fall into the setting the bar category and you send them over to us. Because honestly, you know, Kelly and I don't really have producers. So a lot of the content that we get, we rely on you guys to even find.
And you guys are our producer.
And
we love that.
And send it over. So I like that. So shout to Ryan for enlightening us to this. Right out of Laurel County, where if you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk and then stealing your neighbor's tree, then you're doing okay.
How in the what? And how? That requires a lot of, like, equipment, doesn't
booze?
It?
Oh. This is the story of Michael and Gentry.
Michael and Gentry. So this was a team effort?
It's a tree they're stealing, Kelly.
Oh, gotcha.
Right. So
yeah.
Michael and Gentry had a little of the happy sauce.
That is a sizable tree.
Got drunk and then got accused of stealing a tree from their neighbor's yard when the resident reported that it had been taken from the ground without permission.
Listen, and that is not something that you can just go replant. If you're chopping it down, did they chop it down?
No, they pulled it from the roots.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's impressive strength.
Threw it in the back of the truck. They were like, that there's a nice tree.
It's going to look real good in our front yard. Let's go get it.
You know what, Gentry? I think you got a chain in the back of your pickup truck. We could probably yank that sucker right out.
Get her done!
Get her done!
Wow. That's an unusual theft.
Yeah, so the police got the report that the tree was missing from the yard. Then the police call it out, and then they're like, oh, there's a pickup truck with a tree in the back. So they pick them up.
I wonder if they know something about it.
Yeah, I wonder. We should probably talk to them.
Okay.
So congratulations, Laurel County, for making the show.
That is a crime that's hard to hide.
Right.
It is. A little. So, like, they didn't even bother to, like, put a tarp over it.
No.
Nope.
No, they're like, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take it. We're going to plant it in our yard.
Yep.
No one will know.
They're never going to know.
No one's going to know.
They're not going to recognize it.
And then we're going to reap benefits of this tree for years to come.
We're going to enjoy this tree. Wow.
So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk, And then stealing your neighbor's tree.
That's a lot of effort. Like, yeah. That probably took some time. And in that time that they are digging...
They're probably going to sober up.
Yeah. They didn't stop to think, this is probably something that we shouldn't do.
Kelly, I like how you always try to dive into the psyche of, like, the perp in these Setting the Bar stories, like the Michael and the Gentry.
It's like, but I'm a profiler.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to let it be.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so that's Setting the Bar, guys. Kelly Kay, what's your feel good?
We go to jolly old England for this one.
Oh, okay.
Just across the pond.
Just right across the pond.
Where we meet Tracy Bowers. She's a 56-year-old teacher. It's had all sorts of odd shoes mysteriously turning up in a garden every night for the past 2 weeks.
You said shoes.
Shoes.
Okay.
As in things you wear on your feet.
All right. Your British accent was getting in the way of you.
She says it's very strange. They're in good condition, so I would really like to get them back to their proper owners. She's collected more than 25 odd shoes of all different styles and brands, including sneakers, summer sandals, and walking boots. She says, I've got Nike, New Balance, and retro Puma trainers, Birkenstock sandals, and walking boots.
Are they pairs or are they individual shoes?
No, they're just odd shoes. Oh. Odd shoes. Some of them are expensive. And we've had all sizes. Again, I just want to find their rightful owners. She's got a hunch it could be a playful fox. But she hasn't yet caught the perp.
A playful fox?
A playful fox. Stealing boots and shoes. And depositing them in her garden. It's the case of the mysterious shoes in the garden. We should call Scotland Yard. Or something. I don't know. It's more of like an investigative British accent.
I always feel like you're...
More like hard-hitting.
So far, you know, during quarantine, now that we've been on an extra hour, I always feel like your 10 o'clock feel-good is always kind of a stretch.
It's a little wacky.
I always feel like you're kind of reaching.
Well, like to
you're kind of reaching
at entertainment value.
I feel like you just
where
saw
it might be lacking.
A story where you're like, you know what, I just want to do a British accent, so I'm gonna try to fit a square peg into a round hole here.
That's
with
1,000% why I did that story.
A little feel good.
1,000%.
All right,
it's one excuse to do a really bad British accent because it's fun, and that's what you get the 10 o'clock hour. That's what you get.
That's your bonus hour. That's your feel good.
Cheerio, the mysterious shoes showing up in the garden.
Yes. All right, that should feel good. DJX. 99.7 DJX.
I just realized what he said at the very end. He's talking about Six Flags and Knott's Berry Farm. I got it. I got it. It's the man wants to take her on a date to her amusement park, right?
Welcome, Kelly.
That's what that's about.
Welcome. Welcome
I
to the show.
Decoded the whole song.
Look at you.
Look at that.
You startled me when you were getting ready to talk there, and you're like,
it was the last line. I got it. I thought he was talking about knobs. It was different.
No, Knott's.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's Berry Farm. Makes
sense.
Amusement
park.
Makes sense. Since
you want to go to Six Flags, you took her to Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
I got it.
There you go.
He's not talking about knobs. Right. That's different.
Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show here on 99.7 Jax. Hey, remember last week when we were telling you that Wisconsin and Georgia were all like, yeah, you know what? If you're 16 to 17 year old, don't worry about taking the driver's tests. It's pandemic.
Yep. Written test is good enough.
We'll trust that your parents are giving us the thumbs up that you can actually drive.
Yep.
Well, now Georgia's like, just kidding.
Oh, dang.
I mean, and I think this is the right thing to do.
Of course.
But
new drivers. Yeah, you should probably practice more. Let's take the actual driving test. Let's do that.
So the governor had signed this certificate basically allowing these 16 and 17 year olds to bypass the driving test.
Can he erase it?
He did.
Can he white it out?
He overrode it.
Nice.
So it's now you got to go and you've got to take your test like the rest of us. And you got to, you know, fail if you're going to fail like the rest of us.
How are they going to figure that out? Because what if they already said, here's my written test. I passed it. Send me my license. And did they do that already? Could they have? And then what do you do? How do you prove that you took the driving test too?
We'll let them figure that out.
All right.
I would imagine they would have some sort of record of taking a driving test at a DMV, right?
Mm, yeah, well, written test. I don't know. I'm just wondering how they're going to police that.
Not for me.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm happy to see that at least if you drive down to Georgia, to Atlanta or whatever through, that you're not going to have to worry about
unsupervised drivers.
Yeah, drivers down there in Georgia. So,
all right.
Yeah, a little follow up on a story that we had.
It's hey, probably best.
Coming up, yet another setting the bar story.
Yeah, it's been like the most frequent segment on this show.
Yeah, I think it's because people are starting to go stir crazy.
Yeah,
and
make real then they're starting bad to, life choices.
Yeah, make their choices. Bad life choices. Good one. Yeah,
okay.
That's coming up. 99.70 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Can we give you a setting the bar story?
Probably should.
All right. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without spraying Lysol on some lettuce there at the grocery store. You're doing okay.
They had the best of intentions.
Jana, she was shopping at the old Walmart, decided, you know what? I want to make sure this lettuce is sanitary.
Okay. Yeah, that's not the way to do it, though.
No. Pulls out
wash it.
A can of Lysol.
Yeah.
Begins spraying it on the lettuce.
No, sir.
Then Jana was immediately charged with disorderly conduct and criminal mischief and now has to pay the $200-some-odd to replace the damaged lettuce.
Again, you know what? She had the best of intentions. She's trying to do the right thing. She's trying to, you know, fight the germs. Right? Just a little misguided in her methods.
A little misguided. Yeah. So, you know, if you want to sanitize lettuce,
take it home and wash it.
Probably what you need to do is just buy the lettuce at the store.
Sure.
And as Kelly said, take it home to wash it.
Rinse it off there a little bit. Then maybe they need to post a sign at the grocery store saying, you know what? We've got this. This is sanitized. It's safe for you. It's fresh. Don't you worry about doing the little spray.
Yeah.
We got that covered.
Yeah, there you go. Setting the bar. These are examples of how not to live life. These people have already done it, so you don't have to worry about it.
Good note. People are on edge.
Right?
Right? We got to point that out.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. Setting the bar.
Good stuff.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen. We've got the entire show posted there. We've got everything from our free therapy to the setting the bar stories. All that stuff. If you want to catch up, WDJX.com. You pointed this out.
Yeah, we've got this up on our website.
Little PSA, little song from the Lego movie, Emmett and Lucy.
Yeah, they're teaching the kids about how to wash their hands and kind of educating them about the pandemic and what this all means.
Hands, elbows, face, and space, stay at home.
Hands, elbows, face, and space, stay at home. Don't touch your eyes or ears, or mouth, or nose. Hands, elbows, face, and space, stay at home.
Ah, look at that.
That was awesome. I know, you don't think. No, I was coming for an air hug.
Air hug.
It feels so good.
Okay.
Air hugs.
There you go. I will say that they have some pretty funny dialogue leading up to that.
Oh, so. Absolutely.
So, yeah, you can see.
Confused, of course, at the beginning.
As to what everything means.
He thought that the novel coronavirus was something you were supposed to read.
Read,
he
right.
He didn't read the other 18 chapters.
Right, because novel, COVID-19.
Yes.
Sure, got it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's posted WDJX.com. You can see that there and a bunch of other stuff from the show. Is that it?
That's it for you. I mean, I'm still going to be carrying this ship on my back solo until about 1 o'clock.
Oh,
so,
gosh, thank
Sparky,
you.
Sparky, you go take your much needed nap. I'm going to hang out.
Thank you, Kelly.
I'll hang out.
Thank you for doing God's work.
I'm going to pilot the ship from now on.
Okay. All right. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.